No, good means I want to give good. The Lord Tisgal Midas Tova Shalatov Achiyati Kupel. You can't reveal your goodness, your mid of goodness, until you actually do good. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu created beings that are lacking. And by doing good to them because they're lacking, he provides them, he does good for them. So there his midah of goodness is revealed and it is infinite. Sha'en la gvul v'keitz. Hashem's midah toive is infinite. Reis v'atav avamu hu rak ha'kodesh baruch hu ba'atzmai. What is the ultimate good? If you wanted to give somebody a gift, the ultimate good, what is the ultimate good? Is Hashem himself. There's nothing better, there's nothing more good than Hashem. There's nothing in the world that is totally 100% good from any perspective except the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Reish ha'tachlis ha'tovah l'nivroim eilu hi yoysam dveikim b'tov ha'vamo. So the purpose of these creatures that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created, us ultimately, is in order to, I'm just saying the word, we have to see what this means. We're very, very wrong here. Is to be davuk in the tov ha'gomo. The ultimate good is to be, have a relationship, to be cleaving to Hashem. That's the tachlis. However, this creature, this creation, this thing which was created, yesh miyayim, that's going to merit to cleave to this ultimate good, ha'adam shu meza abriya, this thing called Adam, which is the crown of creation, the Ramchal says, the famous Ramchal. This Ramchal also is 3-4 shirim, just understand what he means here. She'odam lo nivra, elu nis'ani gal Hashem v'la anis m'ziv shkinos, she'ze ha'tayinu v'amiti v'ha'idon ha'godon mikol ha'dinoinim she'yechodim le'imot. Why was the person created, says the Ramchal at the beginning of the Siddhas Yesharim? Nis'ani, the person was created for pleasure. What is the ultimate tanug? If a person wants tanug, he wants pleasure, you want to go for the best pleasure. You're not going to go for a fifth class, sixth class pleasure, he wants first class pleasure. What is first class pleasure? Lisanig al Hashem. And to bask in the radiance of Ishkina, whatever that means. Shezel wa tainig amiti, because that is the genuine, real pleasure, tanug. Because that is the ultimate pleasure that a person can have from all the pleasures that are in the world. Okay, so we're not learning Mesillas Yesharim now. That Mesillas Yesharim needs a lot of work. But just to illustrate what we're saying here, is the person was created in order to have pleasure. What's the ultimate pleasure? The ultimate pleasure is having a relationship with Hashem. So what does that dveikus mean? What does that mean? I have to somehow sort of like push my body up against you. What does that mean, Vekas? What are we talking about here? So explains, Vekas betova gomo hinu liyais mamush kamoyo. Vekas means dimion, to be like him. Doimelo atamashevsha, to be like Hashem as much as you can. It's this week's parsha, by the way, the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tiyu, according to the Sforno anyway, is the mitzvah of Dimyon, of being like Hashem. Kodesh Hashem, Kiani Hashem, you have to be Kodesh, Kedoshim Tiyu, because Ani Hashem, is the Sforno explains, is you have to be like Hashem. So, L'chein Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Zadim B'tzal Mo Kidmus, so therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu created us B'tzelim U'dmus, so we can be similar to him. You have to have the potential of being similar to him. You have to be created with the potential of being similar to him in order to go out there and become similar to him. Look, of course, he is Dama Labari Yosef, to the extent that you become more and more like Hashem. So too, you cleave, again, whatever that means, to him more. And you merit more and more of that ultimate good. According to our very limited intelligence, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate giver, and he bestows benefit on the entire world. Who makes it? He's a giver. I'm reminding everybody to go take out your Michtam Eliyahu, Chelek Aleph, Strafe of Truth, the first Chelek, and go look in the Reb Esler there, in Kuntuz HaChesed, and go have a look there. He takes apart the Sugya of Noisim V'Noitel, giving and taking, which is the basis and yesod of our humanity. It's not shaykh to be a human being, as Rav Wasserman Zatzal said, without understanding that Shtipur of Desla, and it's the backbone of everything we're learning now. So it's good to take it out and have a look at it. Hashem's a noisim. The Rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisim muchlat. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the total giver. He can't take anything, so he's the ultimate giver. He doesn't take anything from anybody. He just gives and gives and gives. Everyone needs him, and he doesn't need anybody. Now that Hashem wants Adam to be this crown of the creation, Hashem wants him to be like him, he wants us to be similar to him. He gave to this Adam the ability also to be a giver. He's the only creature in the world that's a giver. As lemihu yitem. So over here we're going to discuss one aspect, one facet of this diamond of giving. But we'll see, he gives to lots of people. The third chelek of this series, he discusses it in relation to marriage, the unconditional giving, where we become medamet HaKadosh Baruch Hu by unconditionally giving in marriage. But here we're going to focus on something else. He's going to give to Hashem. But you just said that Hashem doesn't need anything, can't take anything. So we'll see. Just stay with me. If you leave now, make sure that you get the rest of this, because if you don't get what's coming after this, you're in a mess. Again, we're going to speak out what this means, because even this is not correct. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, makes himself as a receiver. As if he needs Adam to give to him. As Hayom La'Soisim, what do you give him? You give him Hayom La'Soisim, the day is a Shmiras HaTorah v'Mitzvahs. You do the mitzvahs, you keep Torah. U'betmurosim hu'yakabal es ha'machal ha'kabal schor. What does Hashem want to do? He wants to give us the ultimate good. The ultimate good is in the next world. He wants to give it to us. There's a dimension of it in this world as well. We'll see. But right now we're talking about the Schayin Olam Haba. So ha'machal ha'kabal schor. The eternal ultimate pleasure that Hashem wants to give us in the next world, he gives us in payment, so to speak, for what we do in this world. That's Chav Oynesh. So in other words, we'll speak this out later, but what we're giving Hashem, so to speak, is our mitzvahs. And in return, he's giving us the schar, which is why he created the world. He wants to give us the ultimate pleasure, which is the ability to cleave to him in the next world, eternal pleasure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Yochel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. U'lechein yechel yoyis gam makabel. And therefore he can also make himself ki'ilu into a makabel. Ki'ilu hu mugbal. As if he says, listen, I'm a bit limited, yeah? Ki'ilu nitzarech l'boirov, therefore I need you. We'll see. I know this doesn't make any sense. It's hard to swallow, but we're going to explain it now and you'll see it's all clear. Agoin Reb Shimshon David Pinkas zecher tzarech l'brocha hayirada lebatei dov ezeh b'moshe l'abol. Shimshon used to say over this marshal, Oig Melech HaBashan, and Kol Gvorosu V'Cholosu. Oig Melech HaBashan was a very strong, powerful man with all these enormous koiches. Einu Masuga Lachnesu V'Tzamtem Es Atzmai L'Tech Kufsat Gafurim. With all these koiches, he couldn't squeeze himself into a box of matches. He couldn't do that. Well, Amram Yechel Ako Harim V'Lashob Eslaim, he could lift up mountains and throw them half around the world, and he could do all sorts of amazing things and crush who knows what. After Tzamtzim Allah says, Atzmai, Einu Masuga, but to Tzamtzim himself and put himself in the box of matches, he couldn't do. Labdil Elef Abdalus, Hashem Yisbarach Yerichal Ali Tzoma Reches Kazul. Shebohu Nitzdarech, Kviyochel, Nitzdarech. Hashem ever can create a situation where he, Kviyochel, needs us. Arecha Shebohu Nasa Makabal, Zu Hiya Utzma Tzumu Bekol Yochel Oysa. His ability, Kviyochel, to become a taker is what's lurking in his awesome power. Those are the words. Now, what does this mean? Aliba de Emes, we'll see now that the Kabbalah shel Hashem, the Sinahi, Hashem's taking is not taking at all, it's giving. What does Hashem take? Because he wants to give. That means he's taking, he's not taking, it's giving. I always used to use the story as a marshal, just to explain this. You can come up with your own examples of this. Rav Moshe Feinstein was the artist, the extreme proponent of Matanas, son of Matanas Yichya. You couldn't give Rav Moshe anything. Nothing. The family knew to give Rav Moshe something was quite impossible. One day an old lady that had some shaykhs to Rav Moshe, I don't know if she used to phone for shalas or whatever, she lived in one of the old aged homes near where Rav Moshe lived, had knitted him a sweater, and she brought it to give it to him. And the family knew he wasn't going to take it, but they wished how he was going to deal with it. So she came in and she presented him with a sweater that she'd knitted. Rav Moshe took it and he was so excited, he was so happy, thank you very much. And everyone was like shocked, the family was like stunned. After she left, they said, since when did you ever take any gifts from anybody? He said, I didn't take anything, I don't need a sweater. But she can go back to the old age home and tell people that she gave me a present. Imagine how much simcha and how much nachas that's going to give her. It was an old almana. I was doing a chesed. That's what we're talking about here. The giving we give Hashem, He doesn't need. Hashem doesn't need anything. The giving we giving Hashem, as I said, is from our perspective. It's Hashem's ability to give to us is He's, so to speak, taking from us our mitzvahs, then He gives to us. Our giving Hashem our Torah and mitzvahs is actually taking. Because we know that we're getting schar for it. So it's not the taking is taking, the giving is giving. Let's say, for example, one of the big supermarkets today has a big miftza, and they're selling chickens for 1 shekel each. That's giving or taking? The pashtas, it looks like it's giving. Wow, they're doing a big chesed, yeah, they're giving people chickens for 1 shekel. No, that's taking. They don't want to give you chickens for one shekel. But they want people to come in their store and buy everything else. That's double the price of everywhere else. So the way they do that is attracting you into the store by giving you a big miftza. That's kulu taking. There was a Jew who lived in Radin 80, 90 years ago called Rav Yisrael Meir HaKoyen. We know him as the Chofetz Chaim. So he needed to make shishtalos for panasa. He didn't want to take panasa. He didn't want to take a salary from the yeshiva. He didn't want any panasa. So he opened up a little makolet, which his wife ran. He used to come in for a little while every day just to make sure that all the halachic aspects of running a makolet were taken care of. And then he would go sit and learn. Now, if you lived in Radin, where would you do your shopping? At the Chofetz Chaim's makolet. So all the other stores were going out of business. When the Chofetz Chaim saw that, he said, no, this is not going to happen. So he decided that what he's going to do is he's only going to open the store for 2 hours a day. And people will shop there, and then the rest of the day, people will shop everywhere else. So now, if you lived in Radin, where would you do your shopping, and when would you do your shopping? So everybody went to the Chofetz Chaim's makolet. They knew you were getting the best schoira, you were getting fair weights. It was the best place to do your shopping. So everybody would go in those 2 hours to the Chofetz Chaim's makolet. So he closed the shop, you know, put other hidden out of business, and that he couldn't do. So that's kula taking, that's kula giving. Why did the Chofetz Chaim open a makolet? Because he wanted to give. Nechinami, he needed a panasa, but that you see, when he hurt somebody else with his makolet, he closes it down. What do they do today? The guy's makolet is putting everybody else out of business, goes to all the other makolets and says, listen, you guys are running out of business. I'll buy you out at a very cheap price because you're going to lose everything anyway. I'm going to make you bankrupt. And he buys up all the makolets and he opens up a resha. And then he moves to the next set, he opens up a resha, eventually puts everybody out of business. That's called taking. We're talking about a Chofetz Chaim way of running a makolet, a kulu giving. So you see that the definition of giving and taking is not so poshut. So when we apply that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's giving, he's taking, is actually giving, and our giving is actually taking. That's important to understand. But we're going to expand on this more as we go ahead. Adam is Kabul. Who's the biggest taker in the world? Who is it that takes more and more? It's Kulim Makabul. Is us, is Adam. There's no animal that is so dependent as a newborn baby. A newborn cow, I don't know if you've ever seen a cow. I've seen a cow at birth and straight after its born. 15 minutes after it's born, it's in its own food, eating and drinking. It doesn't even need its mother. They separate them straight away. And in the dairy farms where they give birth, they take them away from the mother almost immediately. And they survive very happily. A baby, a human baby, wouldn't survive very long. A human from a very young age is running around trying to take more and more and more as he can from the world. All the other creatures in the world get what they need from Hashem. Adam has to run, he also gets it from Hashem, but he has to run around and try and get what he wants. He has a natural tendency to run around and take. His natural tendency is to take and take and take. Gama goy, shu madrega revis bebriya, daimon tzamei achai medabe, ikir isuk of kol chai hu lakachas oid v'oid min oid. Even the umas ha'olam, they are number four on the level of bria, daimam, inanimate objects, tzomeach, plant life, chai, animal life, medabe, that's the human race. The fifth level is Yisrael oved Hashem, that's hope for us, we'll see. We'll spend quite a bit of time discussing the transition from medabe to Yisrael oved Hashem. So his whole life is just one big taking and taking. Some yudishu tzem elokim, asher nufcho bo neshom v'shichelek elokim imal, yesh lo tchune elokis lias naisem. The Jew, the fifth level of Bria, which we're going to discuss at length now, he had blown into him a neshama that's a chelek elokim imal, that is an aspect of Hashem, part of Hashem himself is in us, and from that we get the ability, like a tzem, to be a naisem, to be a giver. Haramban in Bereishis, the Parshas Ta'anim Arishon, first Kishnei Rishonis HaRabir Sodom. There were two separate creations in the creation of Adam. Harishoni Yetzir Sodom Agashim. First of all, there was the formation, the creation of Adam Agashim. Yetzir Zim Etzarefis L'Shah Abruim. V'nechshevis Kamin Ravi Bebriya Domen Tzomei Achayah V'Adam Avedab. This creature joins together with everything else that's been created, and he's number four on the level, on the rung of the ladder, on the rungs of the ladder of the Bria. He's Adam Abedab. Amram, Humifcha Yitzurim, no doubt, he's the choice of the creation. Ach sof sof, who Bria Gashmis, in Nefesh, Behemis, Hashoefes, Lekacha, Bekavo Kolozman. Nevertheless, he is a Nefesh Behemis, a higher level of Nefesh Behemis, there's no question. But he is built to take and take all the time. The second level of Bria Sa'adam, Yetzira Adam Asher Nufchu Bo Neshama Elokis, this Adam that had blown into him a godly neshama, Chelek Elokam Imal, Yetzira Zu, he men v'sug acher shel Bria. This is a totally different, a type of Bria. V'hu nikras Yisrael Oved Hashem. That's what's called Yisrael Oved Hashem. He's the purpose of the creation. This creature called Yisrael Oved Hashem, about him it says that he was created B'Tzelem Elokim. He has the ability to be like the Boira Olam in that aspect of being a giver. Now, I'm going to show you a little differently. I'm not going into the whole sugya of the Rishonim here. We're learning Bishita Saramban. The whole first shahr of the Nefesh HaChaim takes this whole sugya apart. If you want to go look at it, you can go look at there. He deals with Ramban. The other approach is slightly differently. At the end, it doesn't make much difference to the avoider that we have to do, so I'm not going to go into it. Just letting you know that there are other approaches, but this is the classic, famous approach of the Ramban. This creature called Yisrael Eved Hashem has a choice. He has a thing called Bechira Chofshis, which we're going to discuss at length later, because that's the fundamental context that we function in, is that we have Bechira. So he has a choice. He can go after his Nefesh Bahamas, and he can attach and align himself with the fourth level of Adam Abedabe, and take and take and take. Or Shema Yaskil Yatzliach Leleches Achar Nefesh Elokis, Shebo Yesh Tchun Elokis. Or he can choose and uses Bechira, okay, to go after the godly neshama that was inside of himself, that godly program that he has inside. He has Mason, the Bore Olam. For now, Mason for everything, but for now, in this discussion, before this discussion, what Avram Avinu discovered was this, was this Chiddush. There's Mason the Bore Olam. The Mason the Bore Olam, I say, what do you give Hashem? You give Hashem the ability to give to you. Now we have to understand why. Why is it that you need to give to Hashem your mitzvahs in order for Him to give you the normal one? Hashem, just give it to us. If Hashem wants to give, so then give. I'm happy to take it. I'm happy to be here. I'm taking it any day anyway. I'm going to get it. So what's this interim phase for? So he explains like this. You know, call Adam, Hashem is Nasa, Ipam, the Kabbalah's Tovah, Mechavayram, Yibliya Chodesh Lachzir. We all know, everybody's experienced this, when you get something for nothing, and you're unable to pay it back, Yodaya Ela Nochon, Ki HaTovah Zu Einu Mushlemes. This good that you received from your friend is lacking. Why? Ubo Remes Le'ine Misu Le'itim La'Shveira. You feel cheap. Take charity. You don't feel good about it. People are embarrassed to take charity. Why? Because that's who we are. We'll discuss a little bit more now. But the tchuna that we have is we don't like taking for nothing. And when we do get something for nothing, it's not a nice feeling. So that reduces the goodness that you receive. It's not the ultimate good. How do you know it's not a makabal maskor of makabal stock? Much better to go get a job and work and get a salary than to take stock. The chen baruch kodesh baruch is oylem boifen shetidoresh mina adam hakrova yalev levateh al chamudes tevel v'letet lekodesh baruch hu. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that a person, if he wants to have this closeness, he's going to have to give up certain things. V'letet lekodesh baruch hu. V'vo yoyma hu v'kabal tmurot zois eschore. In other words, the schar we're going to get in the next world, we're going to get as a schar, not as stock. You're going to earn it. Now, if that's true, mitzir zugo remes ki yachol hanor v'shashor b'reilom. Kachu yoichol lo'tzias midas toi v'lepol v'zu tachlis oilom. When we earn it, Hashem can now give it, which is why He created the world in the first place. Hashem wanted to create. See, Hashem created the world in order to give to us. So, but He's not going to give it to you for nothing, because He gives it to you for nothing, it's not part of the world. So He created an environment in which we can earn it, and when you earn it, He's now giving it to us, having earned it. So now it's the ultimate good. Kashe Yudi Chai, Abi Aklali Mahalu, who Mefateach Bepaches Tzelem Elokim Sheboi, when a person lives like this, he opens up, he expands the Tzelem Elokim that he has inside of him. That natural tendency to godliness that he has inside of him grows. When I said, that's the introduction into why Hashem created the world, why he created it, according to our understanding, not according to Hashem's essence, and how he goes about giving us the schar by us having to earn it. He can't just give it to you because He just gives it to you. Just 1 second. This. But He created the busha in the first place. That's a brilliant question. Excellent question. I was waiting for somebody to ask that question. Just hold on 1 second. I'm going to ask the question. It's your question, but I want to just phrase it slightly differently. But you'll see it's the same question. So that's the choice we have. We have a choice to be an Amana Dabar, and we have the choice to be Yisrael Oved Hashem, and that's part of the Broch of Shalos Sanigoy that you say every morning. That's the Bechira, the decision to upgrade and to move into being Yisrael Oved Hashem. The question he's asking, it's a lovely question. Hashem created us with this tchuna of being embarrassed when we take something. Why did He just create us without that problem? And then just give us without having to work for it. Is that your question? If it's not your question, just flag me or send me a smiley face or whatever. That's the question. Okay, so there are a few approaches to this answer. The most basic, and if you want, I can explain it to you a bit later. There's sources for this. We don't have a lot of time now. The basic approach to this is we have to be like Hashem. We have to become like Hashem. Hashem created us like Him. Tzelem Elokim means that there is no way to take without the bushel. That's Tzelem Etonos Yechia. Because if I could take without the busher, then I wouldn't be like Hashem. Then I would be back to being a number four on the level. I wouldn't be Yisrael Eved Hashem, who has the Tzelem Elokim. The Tzelem Elokim is that you're a giver, not a taker. The Tzelem Elokim has to be like Hashem, who Hashem can't take. So you have to be something that can't take either. When you do take, that creates a stirrer inside of us. That creates a stirrer inside of us. That's the busher, the feeling, the icky feeling that you feel when somebody gives you something. Is a stirrer between your inner world and your outer world. Your Tzelem Elokim is screaming. That's the feeling of ickiness. To take that away would mean destroying your Tzelem Elokim. That's the regel achas poshut approach to this. By the way, that's the sugya b'koros ha'tayit. We live in a world where we can't not take. We can't not take. It's impossible to live in this world without taking. So what do we do with that? We're taking all the time. So that basically explains that's the sugya b'koros ha'tayit. The stira that exists inside of us when we take, and our Tzelem Elokim is completely freaked out by the fact that we're taking, a koros ha'tayit resets the balance. That's why someone who doesn't have a koros ha'tayit is going nowhere. Because he doesn't feel the busha. You don't feel the busha when you take, so then your Tzelem Elokim is in function. He's completely lost. And you can train yourself to become like that, God forbid. First, the commandments work. If you work, you don't have to work that hard. You become a total taker without any giving and destroy the Tzelem Elokim Rachman and Litzlah. But if you take and you feel icky, so that's what a Koros HaTov is for. That's all sugya, that's all shir on its own. It's a shir. We can discuss that another time. But that, for now, it's enough for now. Plenty have to go over this, think about it. And that is why Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, because he wants to give. Himself, because that's the ultimate good. But the ultimate good is only the ultimate good. When you earn it, you don't get it for free. That's basically what we've said up to now. And Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're gonna meet tomorrow. There was a nice crowd last week. I don't see any reason why not. There's one person who wants to meet tomorrow. I'm happy to meet those who don't. Who can't, just send an email and I'll send you the recording. Okay. Any questions?
What time comments? Tomorrow?
The same time tomorrow. Last week we did it later because it was Rosh Chodesh and davening was later, whatever. But tomorrow is normal, so we can do quarter to 10. Unless there's a demand for something else. I'm easy. Okay. Me too, Yoni.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a good day, Rabbi Issa.
Cold tone.
Schmack.
Rabbi Fry, Rosen, a lot of people I spoke to can't do 9:30. So unless you can get a consensus of people for 9:30, I can do 9:30 tomorrow. But you'd have to get a consensus. Quite a few people said they can't make 9:30. So let's wait a few minutes and see what the consensus here is.
I'm going to go to the hospital. 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 I'm going to go